really flew combat out of New Guinea.
Wow.
But
that's something. And were you a...
I was an engineer and gunner,
uh-huh.
Turret gunner in a flying fortress.
B-52?
No, B-17.
Oh, B-17. Yeah, the flying fortress was that. Was that the one that had two kind of parallel...
It had a turret up in the turret, and then it had a ball gunner down on the bottom. And it had a tail gunner, and then it had waist gunners. And then the radio operator, he had a gun, too. And then, of course,
that thing was loaded down, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then later on, the one we had didn't have a turret in the nose, but later on they got a kind of nose turret in it.
Didn't you have one guy down underneath?
Yeah, that was a ball gunner.
Was he upside down?
Well, he was in that thing. Of course, he was firing down this way. He could fire anywhere around the side, anything that was up below the level of the plane.
That must have been something.
I wouldn't want to be in that thing. I never did like that. And of course, he kind of was in a ball. It was really a ball. I'd gotten in the thing, but where I was, it was right behind the pilot. I was right behind the pilot.
Yeah.
And it's the two guns right on top, two twin 50 machine guns is what they were.
Wow.
And they were operated electronically, and you do your hands like this or up like this, and your guns would move whichever way, you move it electronically.
Yeah.
And then if I turned like this, well, the thing I was standing on would turn too with the guns. The whole thing turned.
Uh-huh. Well, this was just it just had one single thing going down the middle of the plane, didn't it? In other words, one body.
Yeah.
Some of them had two, didn't they?
That was a fighter plane. You think about a P-38, I meant to say.
Yeah.
That was a fighter plane.
But that B-17.
Now, let's see. I think about the old B-25. It was kind of a twin. No, it was twin engine art.
Where'd y'all fly out, Mr. Tom? Did y'all go to?
Well, we were flying out of Port Moresby.
And you go to New Guinea?
No, that Port Moresby was in New Guinea.
Uh-huh.
And we were bombing all around those islands up there.
Wow. So you were there for?
Oh, I was just over about a year.
Yeah.
They didn't keep us over there too long.
Where'd you do your training?
Oh, I started out, I went through school, Dallas Aviation Air College in Dallas to start off with. Then I went to, learned to be a airplane mechanic. And that's how I got to be an aerial engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Went through airplane mechanical school at Dallas. And then they sent us down to combat school. It was in three phases. We had one phase at Sebring, Florida. And then, then the next phase was at Almaguer, New Mexico.
Yeah.
And the next phase was at Topeka, Kansas, and then we were ready to go with three phases, and then we were ready to go overseas.
Well, that was some kind of airplane down there.
Yeah, it was really a big old thing. Of course, it's not big in comparison to the ones they got today, but of course, it was a four-engine ship.
You know anything about that old B-1?
No, I don't.
Of course, I
really hate to see them holding back, because I feel like, really, that Russia's either up even with us or getting ahead of us, and they're talking about cutting back. I just really hate to see them cutting back. I'd rather, they didn't spend money on everything else. I'd rather see them. I sure don't want to let Russia get ahead of us.
Yeah. Did you ever go fishing when you were a kid?
Yeah, I loved fish. And of course, when I was a real young kid, I used to go crawfishing. Now, I don't know whether you ever crawfished any or not. Do you ever go crawfishing?
Yeah, sure. Well,
you know what a crawfish is?
Yeah, yeah. Around North Carolina now, you get that.
Crayfish.
Yeah.
People call them. I always call them.
Crawdads.
Yeah, crawdad or crawfish. Now, Louisiana, boy, they eat a lot of them down there.
You know what they say in the spring?
I mean, they eat the tail, kind of like you eat a shrimp.
Right. What kind of sea?